What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Last week, I had a request for some podcasts on phrasal verbs. In English, there are thousands of phrasal verbs. I think that there are only a few hundred that are very common, but there's still a lot to cover. I was taught that the best way to present new vocabulary is meaning first. So today, I'm going to start by presenting 8 different meanings or uses of phrasal verbs that are related to socialising with friends or spending your free time with friends. Let's imagine that it's a Friday and you want to relax with some friends after work. The first thing you need to do is make a plan with your friends. You need to ask them if they want to spend some time with you. You could ask them, do you want to meet up later? To meet up means to meet someone at an arranged time, usually for social reasons. This is quite an informal question, so it would probably be quite contracted, and there's a good chance that the T at the end of meet and in the middle of later would be replaced by glottal stops. A glottal stop is a complicated way of saying that the word stops quickly. So instead of saying meet up, you'd say meet up. Listen to this. Do you want to? Do you wanna? Meet up later. Meet up later. Do you wanna meet up later? Okay, now you have the beginnings of an arrangement. You might decide to meet up in town, perhaps at a pub or a cafe. Now, if you arrange to go into town, you might offer to pick your friend up on the way. So this is our second phrasal verb. To pick someone up means to give someone a lift or can just mean to meet at the person's house and walk with them. It normally means to collect someone in a car, but when I was a student, I didn't have a car and me and my friends would walk everywhere and we would still pick each other up. You might say, I'll pick you up at 7. I'll go to your house and then we will go together to the pub or cafe. There is another meaning to the phrasal verb pick someone up, and it means to meet someone for the first time and start a romantic relationship. In some places, there are bars known as pickup bars where you can meet people and arrange, well, less romantic relationships. I learnt this in a bar in, well, I don't want to say where, but it wasn't like a pub in the UK. I was very young and naive and felt quite stupid when I realised I was in a pickup bar. Let's imagine now that you've had a really hard week and you can't face a night on the town. You would like to see your friends, but the idea of a busy pub or cafe and public transport sounds too much like hard work. So, what do? You invite your friends to come to your house or flat. You ask them, "Would you like to come over to mine?" To come over means to visit someone at their home. Let's focus on the pronunciation again, as this is informal language, so the question would normally be contracted. Would you like to? Would you like to? The K in like is often replaced by a glottal stop. Come over. The M sound at the end of come links to the beginning of over, so it sounds more like come over. Come over. Would you like to come over to mine? Imagine again that you're on your way home from work when someone stops you and asks, "Do you want to meet up later?" But now you can't, as you already have plans. You have to say, "I'm having someone over." You'd probably say, "Sorry," or "I'd love to, but I'm having someone over."
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The phrasal verb to have someone over means to have people visit you at your home. When you have a plan to have someone over, you'd normally describe it using the present continuous for the future. This is a little bonus grammar because it's a perfect example of an arrangement, that is, a future plan made with other people. We use the present continuous because it's not just our plan, it's the group's plan, so we have less power to change it. It's an arrangement. Back to our imaginary evening plans. Perhaps you'd like to see a good friend who was off work today. You're a bit worried, so you want to find out if they're okay. You might say, "I'm going to check in on James on my way home." To check in on someone means to call at their house to make sure they're okay and don't need help. It's a kind thing to do. It's similar in meaning to check up on someone, but to check up on someone is a bit more intrusive. I check up on my kids when they've been quiet for a while. You might check up on someone to make sure they're not up to mischief. During the recent COVID lockdown, I used to try to check in on my parents. They were fine and didn't need my help at all, but it made me feel better to check in on them. There are some similar phrasal verbs that mean to go to someone's house without an invitation or arrangement. These are to drop in on someone or to stop by. I dropped in on Bill last night to see his new pet dog. We normally drop by when we're going somewhere else and a friend lives in the same area or on the way. I was in the area, so I thought I'd drop by and see if you were in. One more phrasal verb that's similar is to pop round. I use this to talk about a short visit, so I might say, "I'll pop round later to drop off the parcel." Or, because I do IT support for my dad, "Do you want me to pop round and take a look at your computer?" Back to our Friday night plans. So, you've invited your friend to come over to yours at 7, but they didn't arrive until 7:45. You might say they showed up 45 minutes late. To show up means to arrive somewhere to meet a group of people. We normally use it if someone arrives unexpectedly or late. I have a friend that is always late. If you have an arrangement to meet at 6, she'll show up at 7:30. If you have an arrangement to meet at 7:30, you can expect her to show up at 9. Perhaps you arranged to play some games or watch a horror film or order some Chinese food. However, if none of these things happen and you just sit in the kitchen and talk, you could say, "We ended up just chatting all night." To end up is the last phrasal verb I want to describe, and we use it to say what happened in the end. So there are two main uses. One might be when you have problems deciding what to do. So you could say, "Bill wanted to go bowling and Sally wanted to go dancing, but we ended up just going for pizza." Another way you can use it is to describe what happened at the end of a busy night. So I have another friend who's a bit of a party animal. I often find myself saying, "I went home at 11. What happened to you?" "Oh, I ended up with this big group of foreign students at a party at the university." To wrap up this podcast, I'm going to present one last idiom that we use at the end of the evening when it's time to go home and go to bed. You can also use it at home when you've had enough and want to go to bed. You can say, "I'm going to call it a night." "Do you want to go to the nightclub?" "Nah, I'm tired, so I think I'm going to call it a night." And this is now quite a long podcast, so I think I'm going to call it a night as well. I will present some more B2 upper intermediate phrasal verbs next week. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.